Ian Scholes. Like many of you, I suspect I have a number of radio stations preset in my car radio. One of them, selected by my daughter, is set to a station that specializes in 80s and 90s rock. Its slogan, which every radio station is obligated to have, was, "Your upbeat, listen to at work station." Every time I heard an announcer say this, the phrase struck me as clunky and desperate, somewhat akin to Bob Dole in the last presidential election haranguing soccer moms to vote for him. That is, it seemed like a pitch to a demographic that only exists in a marketing executive's dreams. And even if it did exist, it wouldn't pay any attention to you. Your upbeat, listen to at work station. How many jobs are there, I wonder, that let you listen to the radio? Even those that do allow that sort of thing, the employees probably prefer little 9-inch nails over headphones to Phil Collins. Be that as it may, the other day my daughter punched in that station to find that it had changed its name from K101 to Star. And its slogan had become 80s rock and more. The playlist was still pretty much the same, as near as I could tell. Phil Collins, Phil Collins, Phil Collins. I couldn't hear the "and more" part, but we were only in the car for 10 minutes or so. We might have heard a little 10cc, Journey, even some Prince if we'd stuck with it. But it brought my attention to a new phenomenon, the personalizing of radio stations. I don't know if it's the internet influence, but I've noticed that more and more stations, generally those that specialize in what we call oldies now, that is 70s, 80s, and 90s pop, no longer identify themselves by their call letters, but by some noun, the river, star, mountain. What this has to do with Phil Collins is anybody's guess, but then again, Yahoo, near as I can tell, is just a portal to the internet. If you answer yes to the question, do you, Yahoo, what you are actually doing is scrolling and clicking. Now, sure, you can pretend that you're do-si-doing at a hoedown, but you're really sitting in a terminal in an ergonomic chair, and you're only fooling yourself. Still, if you're a radio station, and you want to call yourself Ocean, Rainforest 95, Skyscraper, Doorknob 104.3, Dave, Susie, Window, Pillow, or SUV 100, it's all the same to me. If it makes you happy, and it keeps Phil Collins off the streets, you can call yourself whatever you want. I gotta go.